I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
leg.
The front part of the leg.
The shin.
Yes, that, now that makes a difference when you bruise that, doesn't it?
That's right.
The back part of the thighs, especially midway between the knee and the buttocks. Is there any particular thing that we call those? I guess it would be what? Maybe this part around here. Any particular thing that we call those? That you call them? You might say, he sat on his... I think of it. Well, any number of things you might say.
I'm afraid I might say something wrong.
Well, let me hear it. Let me see what you're going to say. What would you say he sat on?
Well, I guess he sat on his hip.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if a man is very big and muscular and athletic, you say he is very
fat.
All right, and if he has a lot of strength, then we say he is
very strong.
If someone has a very good disposition so that everyone likes, you say he is very
pleasant.
All right. Now, if a boy is in his teen, grows very tall and doesn't fill out so that he's not very graceful, when he walks along, always stumbling, you say he is so
clumsy.
Right. Now, if you say that girl is very common, what would you mean? If you say she's very common. When we use that word common like that, what do we usually mean?
Well, she just is very easy.
Mm-hmm. Now, an old lady who acts like 16, for her age, she's
very fast.
And if she's full of life, then we say she's what? Anything that's full of life, we say that it's she's
active.
All right. Okay. And we do know some persons who are active. I'm sure you know some, don't you?
Yes, there's a lady above, 86 years old, and getting by better than I do.
Is that right? Is that the one that lives in the house?
That's
that
right.
That keeps the light burning?
That's right.
She is 86 years old.
She'll soon be 87, she said.
Is that right? That's wonderful. I see. The children are out later than usual, you say. I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
All right. And sometimes you say, instead of saying worried, I feel just a little
uneasy.
That's right. Now, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm afraid.
Yes, that's right. She isn't afraid now, but she
used to be.
All right.
Or has been.
Okay. That's right. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty
careless.
And that's exactly what he would be. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but some